USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House says the January 6th committee is getting to the truth of what happened during last year's Capitol riot.
What we saw on January 6th was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. And the president has been very clear. Our democracy continues and remains under threat.
The panel referred four criminal charges against former President Trump for his alleged role in the attack. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said today Americans have to do everything they can to protect our democracy. The former president and Republican allies have decried the Select Committee's 18-month investigation as an unfair political assault. Harvey Weinstein is being found guilty of sexual assault in California. A jury in Los Angeles says the disgraced movie producer attacked a woman in the Los Angeles area. He was acquitted of charges related to a second accuser. The jury was unable to reach verdicts on accusations from two other women. Weinstein was previously convicted of similar charges in New York. Title 42 will stay in place for the moment. The latest from correspondent Rich Johnson.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts has issued an administrative stay that keeps in place the Trump administration order that people applying for asylum at the southern border will be sent to Mexico while their cases are processed. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was quick to respond, saying on Twitter, the order will help prevent illegal immigration. I'm Richard Johnson.
Lawmakers now racing to pass an omnibus spending package as government funding will run dry Friday night. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said an omnibus is critical in continuing to support Ukraine and implementing the recently passed CHIPS and Science Act and PACT Act. Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell said the large funding package is necessary to increase defense spending. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A winter storm could disrupt Christmas travel plans this week. A powerful system will make its way across the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic regions leading up to the holiday weekend. It's expected to bring snow, rain, and high winds. An Arctic blast will bring sub-zero temps and wind chills to the central U.S. Montana could see temperatures plummeting to 30 below tomorrow, while the central high plains may see wind chills anywhere between 30 and 60 below. At the same time, analysts say millions of you are expected to be traveling over the holidays.
AAA says about 113 million people will be traveling this holiday season.
If that number comes to fruition, it would be a post-pandemic record, nearing 2019 totals, which were an all-time high. So we're talking a massive rush of people.
NBC's Maggie Vespa reports that number covers folks who are going 50 or more miles away from home between this Friday and January 2nd. A top official said workers on hybrid schedules are able to work remotely and extend their time away from home. The vast majority of those who are traveling will do so by car. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
NASA says it has pinpointed the coldest spot on Earth. Using NASA Earth satellites, researchers discovered a high ridge on the East Antarctic Plateau has the lowest temperatures on the planet, as low as 135 degrees below zero on a clear winter night. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.